And we go to our IntelliSystems phone. Very happy to welcome in a good friend of the Buzz on Biz, our business tune-up guy, business coaching consultant, Larry Rudwick, joining us now. Larry, welcome back into the Buzz. Good to talk to you, my friend.
Thank you, Bill. Nice to talk to you.
Always a pleasure. You can, of course, find all about Larry, his business, his coaching style, his philosophies at businesstuneups.com. And there on Larry's website, you'll find an archive of all of the articles he's done. From the Business Tuneups homepage, you'll find a link that takes you to Business Coaching Newsletter Back Issues, and lots of podcasts from Larry's previous radio appearances here, and all of his articles are archived there. Or you can also visit, of course, the Buzz on Biz website, buzzon.biz, where Larry has his own page there, buzzonbiz.com/business coaching. Larry, when we last left off with you, we were talking about communication, its importance, and you have written a series of articles about that.
I have. In fact, we're going to talk about the second article I've written today, which was, I believe, in the January issue of the Buzz on Biz newspaper.
All of this, of course, came about because you wrote at early in the year that improving communication skills might very well be the best New Year's resolution yet.
I believe it is probably the most important skill that we learn to improve.
And initially in January, writing that great communication skills are rare. They're extremely important in all facets of life. And you always talk about relationships at home, relationships at work, and other relationships. We communicate for a variety of reasons. Communications is a skill that can be analyzed and improved upon. Many important variables about that affect how well one communicates in various situations. And, of course, setting a New Year's resolution to improve one's skills would be a good thing for many people to do. It would actually be a goal. And as you always tell us, write it down. Kind of just to bring folks up to date if they weren't here for the last visit or two. So we're going to pick up with improving communication skills today.
Larry, let me ask you a question about this. We have a fellow on the radio here every Wednesday, Darren Shire from Partners in Achievement, and he talks about people with processing deficiencies and, in fact, building the muscle of the brain. So from the point of communications, and we've been talking about this in the past, kind of centered in on particular, specific, sitting with someone communications that maybe is something you can for which you can prepare. But do you find being able to do this sort of a brain-building exercise to where you're able to kind of take care of these mini-goals and achieve things in quick hallway conversations?
Well, that's the goal. Some people can do it, and some people can't. In fact, one thing that I did a few years ago to help my communication skills and listening skills, I joined Toastmasters.
I've heard that from several people, and it's very effective.
It is. It makes you think on your feet. You do what's called table topics, where someone announces a subject to talk about, and then they pick your name, and you have to walk up there and give a two-minute talk right out of your head. That's one of the exercises you do at Toastmasters.
But as you've pointed out to us, communication is a two-way street, and Toastmasters also teaches you to listen to how others communicate towards you.
When you listen to other people talk, and in Toastmasters, you become a person that critiques other people's talking, and so you need to really listen to what they're saying so that when it's your turn to critique it, you've got some good things to say and some pointers.
Had a salesperson that worked for us many, many years ago who used to talk all the time about getting a C. And what he meant by getting a C was, at the end of the conversation, he wanted to get confirmations. He wanted to kind of sum up, what did we just say, what did we just do, to make sure that everybody kind of walked away, you know, all on the same page. And he just always referred to it as getting the C.
You want to sometimes mirror what somebody is saying. If somebody says something to you, you want to let them know that you've taken it in. So often, if it's appropriate, you'll repeat what they've said in different words so that it's clear that you understand. And it's good when the other person does the same thing with you.
Larry, I don't want to put words in your mouth at all, but when you're coaching with folks and you're talking communication as we are today, and I want to dive into the article momentarily here, do you have to remind most folks that communication doesn't mean just talking to or at other people, that it includes that communication is a two-way street?
Communication is a two-way street. The purpose of communications is so that both parties walk away with a clear understanding each person is thinking.
It's my experience that when you say somebody needs to be a better communicator, they tend to think that what you mean is they need to speak better. They need to hammer their point home. They need to get their message across. They need to win more, so to speak. But in fact, being a better communicator also means being a better listener, a better reader, being better at the passive parts of communication.
The way to know what to say is to know what the situation is. And to know what the situation is means you need to listen and observe.
I like that. All right. In your article, you talk about setting communication goals. We all communicate with purposes or goals in mind.
I believe it's important to know what your goals are no matter what you're doing, no matter what you're saying. When you have an important subject to talk about, you need to first think about what is the goal of what I'm going to say or present. What am I trying to do? If you're trying to sell a concept or sell an idea or sell a product to someone, well, that's the goal. And so the point is, how do I get from where I am now to my goal? When you're doing selling, often it's a 5, 6, 7-step process. And if you are trying to go from the first step to the seventh step without doing the rest of them, you're going to fail.
And it's, again, I go back to my history in radio with salespeople. That's not something they're most patient with. You know,
no.
That it's a process.
It's a process, and each process and each goal has different number of steps to accomplish. And a lot of times, it's a lot better to take what's called baby steps, moving the ball along. Going from here to somewhere far away, if I'm talking about travel or if I'm talking about making people understand and accept and take new type of action that they haven't taken before, that can be a really big step. And it's much better to take a number of smaller steps and inch towards the goal.
And like any other trip that one takes, if I can continue your analogy and move into step two, if you're going to successfully take a trip somewhere, you've got to plan it out in advance. And you recommend communications planning. Once your goals are well thought out, you know what the goals are, realistic to achieve, you should do some planning. What you're going to say, how you're going to say it, when and where you say it.
It's like doing your homework. If it's a really important communication you want to make, you want to do thinking. And better than that, I find it's better to write out your thoughts and then practice it, rehearse it, and get someone else that you know and trust in helping you prepare.
What are the factors that go into determining what you should say?
It has to do with who the other party is.
Okay.
And your knowledge and history of the other party. Who the other party is, what you know about them, what your experience has been, or what you've heard about them from other people, is going to tend to tailor your communications and how you want to present yourself to them.
Some of those same things, including, you know, where you physically are going to and who the other person is, your history with them, I imagine are some of the same things that go into factoring how it's communicated.
There's some people that you want to communicate with that likes to go to bars, and maybe you'll decide you're going to meet them in a bar and have a talk with them. A lot of times you'd be surprised at where you decide to talk will be very different with different people. And Steve Jobs used to take long walks with people. That was one of his ways of getting people alone and exercising and developing an environment that he was comfortable with, that he could put other people comfortable
Sometimes we can't get face-to-face with them, and it becomes a telephone thing. That could be another of the how it's communicated, because communication doesn't necessarily mean spoken word. It might be email that we have to communicate by. Those are some of the hows, and they're determined and affected by, I guess, outside factors. Finally, wrap it up for me with when and where.
Sometimes you can do it face-to-face. Sometimes you can do it on the phone. Sometimes you can use Skype. Sometimes you use email. It depends on who it is, how important it is, how convenient it is to get together. Sometimes it's better not to get together face-to-face. Sometimes it's better to do it by email because you won't have to worry about getting interrupted. Some people love to interrupt conversations, and the only way you can get through to someone is by sending them a letter or sending them email.
Or if they get particularly emotional, yeah, you're doing it in person, you could get thrown off, of course, because there are some who only react with emotions and not with necessarily some thought. All right, so communications, we spent 2 months talking about it. I think that just lends credence to how important it is, as you've pointed out, at the first of the year. Is there anything more important in our lives and business?
Communications is attached to how we think, and what we do is also important. But how we interact with people is really the key. How we interact with people, how we work with them, etc. Sit down and you plan, and then you sit down and you work along. You communicate as you're working. You communicate as you're planning. Communications comes in every different step.
To have your communication skills analyzed, we strongly encourage you to communicate with our friend Larry Rudwick, Larry the Business Tune-Up Guy, on the web at businesstuneups.com. You can also, again, find his articles on the Buzz on Biz website at buzzon.biz. You can sign up and read any of Larry's past articles, contact him, or take his jumpstart position change in your business, career, and personal life by going to businesstuneups.com. The 5-step jumpstart takes about 2 hours and includes a free coaching session with our friend, our business coach, our consultant, Larry. Mary Rudwick. All of that, again, available at businesstuneups.com. Always a pleasure to talk to you, my friend, and have yourself a great weekend.
Very good. Talk to you next month.
Thanks, Larry.